Yesterday, when we started the Sugi of Shtar, I mentioned to you that there are three chidushim in the Braisa. The Braisa of Shtar, one chidush is that it's kosher on Cheres. The second chidush was Afal Pishen by Shavakruta. And the third chidush was the Lashon HaShtar. And we ended up talking mostly about, or just about, come out only about the third chidush, the Lashon HaShtar. So today I'd like to touch on the first two nekudas. The din of shtar and cheres. Cheres in Aramaic is chaspa, which is the lashon that the Gemara uses in a few places. And the din of ein b'shava pru. The first, the din of a shtar and chaspa, a shtar and a piece of cheres. We know that a shtar, if somebody comes into Beis Din with a shtar written in pencil, that Beis Din is going, not going to be teveya based on such a shtar. Shtar and cheres is like a shtar written in pencil. Something which can be easily erased and changed. And therefore, Beis Din does not, would not accept such a shtar. The question regarding a shtar achaspa is the following. How do we look at a shtar that's written on a piece of cheres? Do we say that that's not a shtar? That's not a shtar. The definition of shtar is a shtar that proves something. A shtar that shows something. A shtar that's written in pencil, or written on chaspa, is nishken shtar. Or do we say, look, it's a shtar. But it's a shtar that we can't possibly know is authentic. So it's a shtar. I wouldn't say it's not a shtar, but it's a shtar that has a chshash ziyuf, that always has a chshash that there's something false about it. And the neila, it's a shtar that we're always afraid is forged. What's a nafkamina? What's a nafkamina if I say it's not a shtar, or if I say it is a shtar, but we're afraid it's mezuyif? What? Even if I compare signatures, the thing above the signature may have been changed. Originally, they might have said Reuven or Shimon, and then they erased it and changed it to Shimon or Reuven. So even if you prove the signature, it's not good. What? Okay, that would be one nafkamina. It is. Or. Okay. So the nafkamina would be in a case where we know that what it says in the shara is true. For example. The example I was thinking of was if the Baal Dover is Maidav. Let's say it's a shtar, an IOU. It says Reuven owes Shimon money. And everyone's Maidav that Reuven Taka owes Shimon money. So what's the answer? What's the point of the shtar? If Reuven's Maidav owes Shimon money, to be Teveya from Mishubadim, to be able, that there should be a lien on his karka. So you could have a case either where the Baal Dover is Maida, or where the Eidei Mesira, let's say the Eidei Mesira say Taka was written on Cheres, but we remember when it was given, and we remember this is exactly what it said. So the Eidei Mesira are saying it was Taka written in pencil, Taka was on a Cheres, but we remember exactly what happened, and we know that the Shtar hasn't, no one forged it. It's exactly the way it was originally. So does this have a din shtar? Again, it's only an afkamina. If the Edom are saying it's true, Reuven owes Shimon money, so it's only an afkamina that he owes him the money is pashut. That's even without the shtar. An afkamina is if you could be teveya from Mishubadim. If it's a shtar, then you could go be teveya from Mishubadim, and if it's not a shtar, you can. Or a third example would be if we saw, if the Bezna saw the transaction. Somebody did a transaction in front of Beis Din, they have the shtar, and Beis Din knows it's true. And these are all three just different examples of the same thing. That you have a shtar written on chaspa, and we know that what it says there is not forged. We have independent proofs that it's not forged, either because everyone's maida, or because the Eidei Mesira say so, or Beis Din himself saw. Whatever it is, we know that it wasn't forged. So here you have a shtar written in pencil. I'm calling it written in pencil. The Gemara calls it written achaspa. Just for our minds, it's easier. Right? It's written in pencil. It's the same thing. It could be forged, and it was not forged. Does this have it? Is this called a shtar, or is it not called a shtar? The kamina lagabi dine shtaris. The most obvious din shtar would be if you come on ayin for mishubadim. This is the question. The only other nafkaminas if it's a shtar or not. One nafkamina is if you come on ayin for mishubadim. There would be another nafkamina. What? Okay, we'll get to that. I meant in mominis. There'd be another nafkamina if I want to sell you. Somebody owes me money. I want to sell the debt to someone else. Someone owes me $100 and I'll sell it to somebody else, pass on the debt. After a kinyan. What kinyan do you do? Someone owes me money, what kinyan? Kinyan is on the shtar. If I give you the shtar, so I'm makna to you the debt. So again, if it's a shtar, then it works. If it's not a shtar, if it's nothing, then it's not a kinyan. So this is the basic chakira. If it is a shtar or if it's not a shtar, if it's a heistar, I say nishken shtar. And basically, as we'll see in a minute, it's a machlekes ktsais in the sivis. The ktsais holds that it's not a shtar, and the nesivis holds that it is a shtar. It's just a shtar with shaziyuf. So they argue how to look at a shtar written al chaspa. It's hard to say which way to look at it. You know, like Reb Shimon's Mahalach is always, if Halacha says it's nothing, you know, so you would say it's Nishken Shtar, I guess.
So
that's the question. Is it just a Chashiyuf, or is it that it's not a Shtar? Shtar has to have certain requirements. Now, is the requirement to make it a shtar, or is the requirement just that you should know it's not mezuyif? I could see the two sides. I'm not sure which side is more mistaver. It's probably if there's a shtar. That might be the reason why in the originally, but in halach l'maisa, we don't change it for that. Maisa works with has to be a shtar. It's not a shtar. There's a shach in Simin Mem Beis Sivkotin Beis who talks not about a shtar raya. Till now we're talking about shtar raya. He talks about a shtar kinyan. Shtar kinyan means that I'm not writing the shtar for rayas. I'm writing it just to do a kinyan. Let's say I want to sell you my house. I want it to be chal now. So take out a piece of paper, I write, I hereby sell you my house by giving you the shtar, and I write the address, and I go over to you and I say, okay, by giving you the shtar, I'm selling you the house. That's a shtar kinyan. I'm not talking about shtari raya now. Shtar kinyan. The shach says that a shtar kinyan al chaspa is kosher. The shtar kinyan and chaspa is kosher as long as everyone's might. Of course, if the person says it was forged, so it would be different. But the shach says that that a shtar achaspa is a good shtar kinyan. The ktsais is matmiya. The ktsais says the halacha is a shtar kinyan has to have edim. A shtar kinyan, if I just write, I hereby sell it to you and I give it to you, it has to have chasimus eidim on it. So, or eidim mesira, either chasim of eidim, eidim mesira, has to have eidim. The shach is saying that a shtar kinyan achaspa is good even without eidim mesira. In other words, the signatures on the shtar kinyan are good. The ktsoi says he doesn't understand. A shtar and chaspa, the signatures are nothing. The signatures are like there are no signatures. So if there are no signatures, that's not a shtar kinyan. It doesn't work. I mean, there are signatures, but there are chaspas that are like they're not there.
It's a chayim on this. It says the shtar kinyan, it doesn't even be the shtar kinyan because it's just for that.
I talk of Reb Chaim, but it's in the Sivas. That whole Reb Chaim is in the Sivas. I saw it, but it seems to be in the Sivas. The Sivas says, and I think this is what's quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, that a shtar, he says, no, the shach is right. A shtar, a chaspa with signatures, is a shtar. It's just a shtar where if someone says mezuyif, he'll be believed. But as long as no one says mezuyif, you want to do a shtar kinyan. So it is a shtar. The seed is old. The shtar achaspa is a shtar. It's just, it's a shtar ziyuf. If everyone's made that the signature is not mezuyif, so it's a good shtar kinyan. So the Nesivis is explaining the shach. The shach and the Nesivis hold the shtar achaspa is a shtar. It's just that people have the ability to tie a mezuyif. Because a man, everyone's made that it's a good shtar. And the Ktsais, in asking his kasha, holds that a shtar on chaspa is not a shtar at all. Okay, this is what they're arguing. This is Rabbi Kiva Eger in Chayshivish Bat Simon Samach Tes. He has a case where somebody has a shtar, let's say it's an IOU, and on the shtar there are two eidim signed it, plus the loiva signed the IOU. Okay, you have two eidim plus the ksaviyat loiva signed on an IOU. So it says that Reuven owes Shimon $100, signed by two witnesses plus the loiva signed. Now the Malva wants to be Teveya, so he comes to Bezn and he brings in the IOU and he says, I want to be Teveya my money from Lakuchis, it's a shtar, I want to go be Teveya from Karka. So Bezdin gets the shtar. What do? They try to certify the signature. It's a regular shtar on a piece of parchment or whatever it is. Bezdin was unable to be Mekayim the signature of the Eidim. They were unable. The two Eidim moved away. They can't be Mekayim the Eidim signature. But they were able to be Mekayim the signature of the Leiva. So you have here the chap. You have a shtar with the signature of two Eidim plus the ksaviyat of the Leiva. Bezdin can't be Mekayim. They can't prove the signature of the witnesses. But they can prove the signature of the Leiva. What's the Shaila now? Huh? Shaila is, could you be Teveya from the Kuchis? Is it Mishu Adar Shibudim? Could you be Teveya Shibudim? What's the need? Well, if you look at it like there are no Eidim here, since you weren't Mekayim Dishtar, you weren't Mekayim the Eidim, if you look at it like there were no Eidim, then you can't be Teveya from the Kuchis. Because you weren't Mekayim the Eidim, so it's as if the Eidim are not there. So then you can't be Teveya from Lakuchas. If you say, yeah, no, there are Eidim. Just it's a Chshar Ziyuf. For the Chshar Ziyuf, so we have the Kiyum on the Ksav Yad HaLaiva. The Laiva signed it. Kiveger says that it's a good shtar. You could be Teveya from Lakuchas with such a shtar. It has the signature of the two Eidim. Plus the signature of the Leivas, he says you can be Teveya from Lakuchas. Now, this Rebbe Kiva Eger, it seems to me, I didn't see anybody compares it, it stems within the Sivas. That if you have signatures on a shtar, and there's a Chshar Ziyuf, it's still signatures. According to the Ktsais, it would seem that according to the Ktsais would say, well, two signatures, just like two signatures on chaspa is not signatures. Two signatures on a good shtar without kiyum, it's like they're not there. So it's not a shtar. It seems that Rabbi Kida Eger is going with the Mahalach of the Nesidus, that if you have signatures, it's a shtar. Cheshar Ziyuf, alright, we have to deal with Cheshar Ziyuf, but a shtar, it's a shtar. Now, once it's a shtar, from a Kayim Diksav Yad of the Loiva, so the Cheshar Ziyuf, I still can't prove this is the signature of the two Eger. But I believe that it's kosher because the Loiva signed it. So now this makes it back into a shtar without a chashar ziyuf because the Loiva signed it. The stomach was it was a real eidim, and memela could be teveya. The nekuda that's the same, this Rabbi Kiveger and Ktzos Nesivos, is that in both cases you have eidim signatures where there is a chashar ziyuf on the eidim. There's a side reason why we assume the eidim are telling the truth, because the baldover is maida, or because the signature of the leiva. And in both cases, the nesivus and Rabbi Kiva Eger say it's a good shtar. This is a shtar. Sai in the shach's case to make shtari kinyan. Sai Rabbi Kiva Eger's case to be teveya. The ktsais presumably would hold. A kol zman, you don't have mekuyim dekas signatures of Eidim, it's nishke shtar. That's not a shtar. Tzai and chaspa, and tzai signatures that lakiyim. It's not a shtar. The question of whether the machlekes is the machlekes, kiyim shtar is the rest of the Rabbanan. That's only a question if we're chayshish for ziyuf in the first place. Are we chayshish for ziyuf? When there's a tainim mezuyif, kiyim shtar is certainly the rest. And there's no tain of mezuyif, so then kim shtaris would be the rabbanon. But so he's talking about the rabbanon. He's talking after the rabbanon made a gezeira. It's always chayshish mezuyif. That's so pashut. The whole dina shtaris, according to some rishonim, is the rabbanon. So we're talking lemaisa whether min atayrit is a shtar or not. The Rama of Shita is all shtaris at the rabbanon. Atayrit min piyam olim piksavim. So. I'm not saying that Lamaisa, I'm just saying the fact that we're talking about Halacha Lamaisa, whether Min HaTorah is or it's not, won't have any bearing. Rabbi Kivega there says, Ayin Shas Tshuvas Torah Chaim, which I probably would have been too lazy to look up, but now they have the new Rabbi Kivegas that have it in the column. So, Amelos B'Torah I'm missing, but at least the Yediyas HaTorah I got. Very interesting Torah Chaim. The Torah Chaim says there are some ksubas which say on the bottom of the ksuba that the chasen should sign. The ksubas we use, if you're trying to remember the chasen, we don't, the chasen doesn't sign. But there are some that say on the bottom, Eliezer says, Bo ba chasen ala chasima. It says in one long abbreviation, Eliezer says, Bo gam chasen ala chasima. Like a very funny looking abbreviation. And then the chasen signs underneath. We don't do it because why do you need the chasen to sign the ksuba? The eidim signed the ksuba, so why do you need the signature of the chasen? But it appears there are some kehilas that have such a minig that the chasen signs the ksuba underneath. Why? You have two eidim. So the Toras Chaim says that this minig came because a ksuba is something which is a shtar that hopefully they're getting married, they'll live together 50, 60, 70 years until they'll reach old age and the husband will, whenever the time comes, the husband will die. Usually the chasen outlives the eidim. Right? The eidim are usually older than the chasen. Right? The chasen's in his 20s, or were they mechabit to be eidim? Okay, it could be people his age, it could be people older than him. Not usually, but it's a bacher. So usually, by the time the ksuva comes to be nigva, the eidim are not going to be in this world anymore. It could be hard to be mekayim the signature of the eidim. So memela, the minute came about that the chasen signs to be mekayim his signature. He will be dead also by the time that teveyet, but it will be right after his p'tir. It will be easier to be mekayim. The children will recognize the signature. Somebody will recognize. Not children of Pasolaitis, but his business associates will recognize. So the Teres Chaim says this minute came about because of the psak of this Rabbi Kiveger. Because of this psak. psak that the ksav yad of the loiva, or in this case of the chosin, is good enough to make it a shtar, even if he can't be mekayim the signature of the two witnesses. So this is the aside that it seems everyone but the ksais holds. It's very often that we end up this way. We have now the shach, nesivis, Rebbe Akiva Eiger, and the Teres Chaim. All hold that a shtar with signatures which either are not Makoyim or can't be Makoyim because it's on Chaspa, it still has a shame shtar. It's still called a shtar. And if we can verify through any other means that it wasn't forged any other way, the Baal Dover is Maida, Maida Mesira, it blives a shtar. The Ktsais maintains that it doesn't blive a shtar. Ktsai says a shtar that you could be Mizayev signatures, the Fiddler's Mekai Shtar. Getting back to our Sugya, our Gemara says that Kosov Loyala Nayar Oyala Cheres is a good shtar. The Kosov Shtar Kiddushin. Shtar Kiddushin is a shtar kinyan, right? Shtar Kiddushin, it's not a shtar raya, it's written for a kinyan, to make a kinyan isha. Shtar kinyan on chaspa is a good shtar. The Pashtus HaGemara is like the Shach and the Sivis, that the Gemara is telling us a big chiddush, that a shtar on cheres is a shtar. Telling us not like the Ktzais. That's the Pashtus HaGemara. So now ala cheres, you appreciate the chiddush of ala cheres. Ala cheres, even though it's a shtar shiachol is da'if, nevertheless, a shtar hastis. It's the Pashta way to learn the Gemara. How's the Ktzais going to learn?
Engraved.
What?
Engraved.
Either like those Rishayim that are talking that it's engraved, or what? But the shtar has to have a shem shtar. You'd not be able to cash for kesset, you'd cash for shtar. Don't want it. Eidim Misira, you mean? But that's one of the nafkaminas. Is if you have Eidim Misira on a piece of chaspa, and the ktsai sells it's no good. But he talks by shtar kinyan, that's why I mentioned this case. The Shach is mamish talking in this case. Shtar chaspa to do a shtar kinyan. He's just not talking about kiddushin, he's talking about other kinyan. Alright, there's one other case in which the Ktsais Nesivis argue, which is very similar. I mean, but the basic machlokes, I think you'll understand. There's another case which is very similar, and that's a shtar that's written on good paper with good ink, but it says Yosef ben Shimon on it, and there are a number of Yosef ben Shimons in town. And it's an IOU. It says Yosef ben Shimon owes Reuven money. So they bring it to Bezdin. They say, Yosef ben Shimon, that's no good. Yeah, and a lot of Yosef ben Shimons. And the Edom come and they say, yeah, they attack a number of them, but we meant the one who lives on this avenue. The one who lives on, whatever, Fifth Avenue, that's the one. So what's the Shaila? Now that he has to pay is Pashut. Edom said he owes money. So of course he has to pay. Question is this a shtar to Monain for Mishubadim or not? So the Rambam says that it's a good shtar. And the Magid Mishnah brings Yesh Chayokin, he doesn't say who argues. And the Ktsais defends the Yesh Chayokin. Now the Ktsais says the Iker should be that it's not a good shtar. He says he doesn't understand how could it be a good shtar. It only says Yosef ben Shimon. And even if the Edom come later, you can't add to the shtar later. They can add words for shtar now, that it's Yosef ben Shimon who lives on this and this avenue. It's too late. And then see this, brings the Ketzais and he says, what's wrong? It's a perfectly good shtar. Matter of fact, the Lashon of the Nesivus is that a shtar with Stam Yosef Ben Shimon on it is no worse than a shtar achaspa. He compares it to shtar achaspa, which is a kosher shtar. If the Edim can explain it, can say that it's good. The same thing, if it says Yosef Ben Shimon and the Edim can explain it, that with Yosef Ben Shimon, it's also a good shtar. So, it's the same, exactly the same thing. The Edim is Sirah, they seem to explain exactly the same thing. So it's really just a third version of the same Achleikas. So we have that the Ketzais holds that if it says Yosef Ben Shimon, what do you get? It's not a shtar, it's Nishkan shtar, Yosef Ben Shimon, if there are many Yosef Ben Shimon. The Siva says it is a good shtar, you just have to verify the point of contention.
So they're like in the Siva.
What?
They are like in the Siva.
Yeah, they're right, we'll explain the shtar. So we have three cases, a shtar and chaspa, the Kivegas case, where you can't be Mekayim to aid them signatures, and the Rambam's case, where you have two Yosef Ben Shimon's in town, and you want them on aim with a shtar. In all three cases, if you go to Mahalach of Nesivis, it's a shtar. Shtar chaspa is a shtar. If you go to Ketzais, it's a shken shtar. So this is the... like Nesivis, it's a big insight into the chiddush here of Kos of Alach Eres. How could Alach Eres be good? Teretz is for shtakim, and it's good. As long as everyone's right. Okay, so much for chiddush number one of Alach Eres. Okay, we have the chiddush klar. Good. All right, chiddush number two, afal pi shein by shava pruta. So Tosis afal pi explains, afal pi shein by shava pruta, hacha nicha, the ktsas hu revusa. Taka chiddush. But either by shava pruta, is a realist kaddish b'leishta. Shava pruta could even be kasim. Aval kama on gabi stura, sadei mechura lach, yeshatmaya mai revusa, afal pi shein by shava pruta. If the meicher gives a shtar for mechira, what's the chiddush ein by shava pruta? What's the difference it has or doesn't have? Yishleimar should the ksivei nesina achrisi sefer amikna stakadaitach leboy shava pruta. Should the meicher makna stay like kek mashmod leboy? So what's the say? What's the chiddush? I would think what? I would think I need a pruta in order to be mekayim the pasuk of ekach sefer amikna. I would think I need a pruta. Kamash molan. What's pshat in Taisa? What's kamash molan? The loy boy that what? But you don't need a shava pruta, and you could still give a sefer amikna even without a shava pruta. Why do I think you need? To do akna, be makna something to someone, huh? So what's the chiddush? All right, so explain the chiddush. Let me first tell you the machlokes that nimluim and the michas chinuch. Then we'll come back. But the Avnei Meluim is in Sof Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. It's a Yesaidistik Avnei Meluim. And as Yesaidistik as it is, it's really a simple, it's a pretty simple Avnei Meluim. Avnei Meluim says, if you have Yisurei Hanoah, you have a piece of paper of Avodah Zarah, it's Yisurei Hanoah. How much is it worth, Al Pi Din? Zero. Zero. Right? A piece of paper, it's Yisurei Hanoah, is worth zero. Not worth pachas meshava pruta. It's worth nothing. The halacha is that if you write a get on a piece of isurei anah and you give it to an isha, that it's a kosher get. You're not supposed to do it because you're having anah from it, but it's a kosher get. If you write a get on isurei anah and you give it to a woman, it's a kosher get. Now that's a halacha psuka in Shulchan Aruch. The Avni Meluim says that that's only a din by get. By a shtar kinyan of mominus or by shtar kiddushin. If you write it on Isurei Anah, it's not good. And his raya is, he brings from our Gemara, It says kasav al cheres afal pisha ein by shava pruta. That it's good even if it's worth less than a shava pruta. But it has to be worth something. It can't be worth totally nothing. Ein by shava pruta means it's worth half a pruta. How much is a piece of paper? You buy a whole pack of paper for buy 100 pieces of paper for 50 prutas, so each piece of paper is worth less. But it's worth something. So the Avni Mulum says that Isurei Hanoah for a Shtar Kiddushin does not work. If you write a Shtar Kiddushin on Isurei Hanoah, it's no good. Even though if you write a get on Isurei Hanoah, it is good. But if you write it on you write a Shtar Kiddushin Isurei Hanoah, it's possible. And the diuk is from this brisa, because it has to be aimed by Shavu Pruta, it has to be worth something. What's the difference? Why is it this way? Why is it that a get, it's kosher, if it's Isurei Hanoah, and Kiddushin, it's possible? So he says, because the halacha is, by a get, all you need is v'nasan biyado. All you need is a maisa nesina. All you need is a maisa nesina. What's a maisa nesina? It's an act a person does, a person gives. You could give Isurei Hanoah. The scene that you could do with Isurei Hanoah. But here the Avni Mulum says that Kiddusha needs hakna. Kiddusha needs that you have to be makna. It's not enough in the Sina. And what? Nitzchia. And being that it needs a Kenyan, unless on Isurei Hanoah, it's not shaykh to be kind of Isurei Hanoah. Since it's not shaykh to be kind of Isurei Hanoah, the Mela, it's possible. It's possible by Kiddushin. So again, what's the Yisai? The Git needs Nesina, Kiddushin needs Haknah. Nafkamina is, if you have a shtar less than a shtar, it's worth nothing. Isurei Hanoah. By getting it works, because the Nesina you can have. By Kiddushin it doesn't work, because Kiddushin needs a Haknah. And by all other Moministic Adinim, it does not work, because that also needs Haknah. That's the aside. He mentions another nafkamina in this aside. The halacha is that if a man tells a woman, "Tli gitech me'al gabei karka," a man tells a woman, "Here's a get. I put it on the floor. Pick it up, and you'll be megureshes." Tli gitech me'al gabei karka does not work by getting. It doesn't work by getting. Tli gitech me'al gabei karka is no good. Why? You need a nesina. The man has to give it to her.
You put it in her
shoes. Okay, that's in the Sina. Yeah, it means you put in the karka out in the third person's property. You say, "Please give them a gun." Zokta Avni Meluim, that's only true by Gittin, which are totally in the Sina. Babi Mekachol Memkar, presumably Kedushin as well, where he doesn't say Beferish Kedushin, he says by Mekachol Memkar, where you need a hakno. So it'll be good enough. Talimi agabe karka would work.
You only need akhnoah.
That's what he's saying. All you need is akhnoah. You don't need a mice in the scene, as long as she's kind. This is the second nafkamina. But this is his yusite. Now, so I should tell you that the yusite is gittin needs the sina, kedusha needs akhnoah. Alright, this yusite, that kedusha needs akhnoah, In the footnotes of the newer Avnei Meluim, the Taka Tzeichen Sula Stira, somewhere else where the Avnei Meluim said that Kiddushin also only needs the same. So it needs, in the stomach needs a Yeshua. What?
Maybe that's why you didn't say Kiddushin straight out, you just did it straight enough. Because the Kiddushin, according to the same.
Yeah, but for the other thing, he did say Kiddushin. But by right to Dave Magamar in the first part,
all right,
he did say Kiddushin. So be that as it may. But what is the bottom line of this Avni Meluim Lagabi Asugya? How did he learn Asugya? He learned like this: Apal Pishem Beshava Pruta. That what? That if it's less than a pruta, but it's worth something, it's Shayach Haknoah, and Memela you could do Kiddushin with a Shtar Shem Beshava Pruta. Right, that's the way The Avnei Miluim learned this Gemara. Now this Avnei Miluim argues with the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch has a side in a number of places. One of them is Mitzvah Shin Chaf Hei Oizvav. The Michas Chinuch holds that it's not possible to make a kinyan on Pachas Meshava Pruta. The Pachas Meshava Pruta is not money, and you can't make a kinyan on Pachas Meshava Pruta. And he brings a raya. There's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, I think it's on Daf Tes, that a Sukkah Sha'ula is kosher. Even though a luliv has to be yours, a luliv that borrowed is possible, but a sukkah, you can sit in somebody else's sukkah. It doesn't have to be your sukkah. How do I know this? Because it says in the pasuk, the Gemara says, because it says in the pasuk that that the lashon akrab is it says the lashon yachid that Klai Yisrael will sit the sukkah in a sukkah. Ruyin Kol Yisrael Leisha Besukah Echas, the Gemara says. That whole Kol Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. It's got to be pretty big. But if he didn't, the whole Kol Yisrael could use the very same sukkah. So how does that prove a sukkah shul is kosher? Maybe the shutfin. Now how does that prove it? The Gemara says sukkah shul is kosher. How do I know? Because Ruyin Kol Yisrael Leisha Besukah Echas, the whole Kol Yisrael could sit in one sukkah. So how does that prove a sukkah shul is good? Zok Rashi, because if Kol Klai Yisrael sits in one sukkah, and they can't all be shutfim, because then each yid owns less than a shava pruta. Right? How expensive could a sukkah be already? As expensive as it could be, if you divide it by 600,000 people, it doesn't come to a pruta to each person. So Zok Rashi, if Kol Klai Yisrael sits in one sukkah, since it comes to less than a pruta for each person, so Akarchach is not talking shutfis. You can't have Bailus unless there's a Shavu Pruta. So it must be talking a borrowed sukkah. That's what Rashi says. So Zokta Michas Chinuch, the Beferish Rashi, there's not Shai of Bailus unless there's a Shavu Pruta. So the Michas Chinuch learns that unless there's a Shavu Pruta, it's not Shai of any type of kinyan, any haknah. It has to be worth a Pruta. Less than a Pruta, there's no haknah. Like the Michas Chinuch, when it says the Afal Pishayim by Shava Pruta, how is that good by Kedushin?
The Shtar, you don't make a difference on the Shtar.
But how could you be Maknit? If the Shtar is worth less than a Pruta, you can't be Maknit to someone. So what? No, we're talking about the Shtar. Talking about Shtar Ketzad. Talking about the Mishnah Shtar. How's it Shayach to be Maknit Shtar to someone? It's not worth a Pruta. How can I be Maknit to you? Must be the Michas Chinuch holds. It's enough in the Sina. But you don't need Aknoi. It's enough in the Sina by Kiddush. That's the
Kiddush.
And Avdi Mulum said it by Gid. And he holds Kiddush needs Aknoi. So Avdi Mulum held Kiddush needs Aknoi. He holds a Shaykh Aknoi instead of Pruta. The Michas Chinuch learns that it's not Shaykh Akno unless than a Pruta, so he must hold the Kedushin it's enough in the Sina. Presumably, Nisuri Hanau would also be good then, according to the Michas Chinuch. Rather, the Michas Chinuch has a Kasha. How's it Shaykh to have Aravis on Sukkis? Arava has to be yours. So, and Aravis are worth less than a Pruta. So, how could you be kind of Aravis? So he has a kasha. Huh? He had a kasha. No, today there's no problem because they charge more than a pruta for aravis. But he's assuming that it's aravis. You go out there, you pick it off a tree. So how's a chayach? He has a kasha. How do you tell with aravis? It's worth less than a pruta. How can you buy it?
Buy a package.
So you'd have to buy a package together. So if you buy an aravis, you can't belong to you. So today it's not a shayla, but once upon a time it's a shayla. He rather writes there that hu adin lamatza. If you buy a size matza, it should cost less than a pruta. So how you matza also has to be shochar. So how you eat the matza?
Then
not shaykh a kinyan according to mechas chinuch. You can't own something worth less than a pruta. Gemara says if you steal less than a pruta, you don't have to pay back. So that's a question. What that means? Mechas chinuch learns it's not shaykh buy less than a pruta unless you buy a lot at one time. You get buy off the whole thing. So then chinami you own everything. So kapanim, we have a chiddush now in afal pishen b'shava pruta. According to mechas chinuch, the chiddush is afal pishen b'shava pruta. It's not shaykh haknor. Nevertheless. It could be a shtar because nesin is enough. And according to the Avnei Meluim, the chiddush is af bishen by shava pruta, but it has to be worth something. According to the Avnei Meluim. Okay. The third part of the chiddush, the bitcha, the lashon bitcha, so that we discussed yesterday. Okay, so these are three chiddushim in the Braisa. At the end of the day yesterday, we discussed the chiddush in afal pishel by bagra. Who shall I bagra? That's the fourth chiddush in the sugya. Who shall I bagra? That the Ritva learns who shall I bagra means, but she has to be a naira. And the other Rishayim learn who shall I bagra, even a katana. That even a katana could do what? Even a katana could be makabel shtar kiddushin, as long as the father's masking, but she can makabel shtar kiddushin. That was the kasha we said. How could a katana do anything? So yesterday we learned that it could be a works b'tarist in Ariv. And that's the pshat I mentioned yesterday. I have to tell you that the Rush learns a very big chiddush here. The Rush himself says it's a chiddush. The Rush is lashon is akarchach tzrichanan ulaymar. Like, it must be. His chiddush is that even though we have a rule, ain shlichus l'katan, that there's no shlichus, katan can be a shliach, that's only true when the katan is being a shliach for someone else's benefit. But lu yitzuyer a case where a katan is a shliach for his or her own benefit, shlichus works for a katan. If it's for the benefit of the katana or the katan himself. Memela, how do you have a case? Usually if someone's shliach, you're helping him. Now, if you make me a shliach to buy something for you, so the shliach is helping the mishaleach. In most cases, there's no shlichus for a cup. Here, you have a case where the father wants to marry off his daughter, and she is a shliach for the father to be makabel the kedushin. And it's l'tovas atzma, we assume that it's for her benefit if the father's marrying her off. So here, Zaktik Rasha Chiddush, Shlichas works. A Ktana could be a Shliach to be a Kabbal Kedushin for her father, being that it's a Tavis Atzma, a Chiddush Nifla, that Shlichas could work. And the Rush repeats it on Daf Yates. This Chiddush, that a Ktana could be a Shliach with Tavis Atzma. So that's the fourth Chiddush in this subject. So here we have, if you learn this Pashit, Gemara Rashi Taisis, from the two dots to the two dots, it looks like a very easy Gemara. And Lamaisa, there are these four sort of hidden chidushim that lie in the sugya. Let's just start the next sugya. By Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Shtar Eris and Shekasser Shaloi L'Shema Mahu. What's the Shaila? Shtar Eris. Does it have to be written L'Shema? Now here L'Shema doesn't mean L'Shema of the Rabbanu Shalom, right? Rashi says, Shalai l'shma, like Rashi, Shenithiv l'shem isha acheres v'nimlach. What does that mean? Shalai l'shma, you wrote it for a different woman. V'nimlach, what does that mean? It means the cipher, it's got to be, the cipher, someone came in, and he said, I want to give my wife a get. So he wrote a get. And I decided afterwards, I decided, a shtar eris, I decided I want to write a shtar eris, I want to marry this woman, and he wrote a shtar eris. Then he said, I changed my mind. I don't want to marry her. Now the sefer stuck with the shtar. He spent time writing it. So what does he do? So he advertises, use shtaris, right? Now he's got to find someone with the same name, right? Otherwise it's not a good shtar. So he's got to find someone with the same name, and I guess a woman with the same name.
Or
you didn't get up to the name, or like the ritva, you don't have to write the name, you can just write Hariat. Whatever it is, he says, and someone else comes in, someone says, write me a shtar. He says, you know, I have one laying around, use this. It's a shtar shaloi l'shma. V'nimlach, ma'ahu. Now, just before we get to anything, if I wouldn't have learnt Rashi, I tell you, what's a shtar shaloi lishma? What would you say? I would have said, the shtar shaloi lishma means he's practicing, he's learning safras, he's practicing. No? That's a shtar shaloi lishma. He was thinking blank, he wasn't thinking of anything. That's what I would have said a shtar shaloi lishma is. It's missing lishma. This Rashi seems to be saying, shaloi lishma, it's not enough a blank mind. I wasn't thinking of anything, I was just practicing. No. Shaloi lishma means I was thinking of someone else. That's shaloi lishma. Seems to be a chiddush in this Rashi, no? Shenifesh l'shem isha acheres, v'nimlach, that's shaloi lishma. Why do I need shaloi l'shem isha acheres? I can have a case, the sefer is just practicing, he's writing. Can I have such a case? Feistai said, if you're practicing, that's not as much as shaloi l'shma, you didn't write it for someone else. Rashi seems to say, shaloi l'shma l'shem isha acheres. That's the way to learn up this Rashi, it's a chiddush of Rashi. What? Even, unless Rashi means a Ravusa, that even in such a case, maybe it's kosher. This is, I was thinking of the Chiddush L'Psul. Psul, it's a bigger Chiddush Soma. Or maybe Rashi means that even in such a case, maybe it's kosher. Right? Maybe Kimek the Deep, maybe Rashi is a Ravusa. Maybe Rashi means all Shaloi L'Shmaz, even L'Shem Yishachar. That's good, Shaloi. All right, so the Gemara has an Ibaya, which we're going to learn tomorrow. This Ibaya takes us back to Iskish Havayis Ladadi, Havayi Liatzia. You can dust off your notes on it from when we had it earlier in the Perek. You should look at the first Reb Elchanan in the Masechta, which goes on the Ran in the beginning of the Masechta, which I always like when we have something later that brings back old Mefarshim, because it gives you the opportunity to chazer the old. And it's a shame that's what we'll speak out on this again.